www.harunyahya.com.
Why are Darwinists reluctant to confront Mr. Adnan Akhtar? No world-renowned Darwinist scientists can go without mentioning of the works of Mr. Adnan Akhtar, Harun Yahya, in interviews. They try not to let on, at least in their own eyes, but they cannot avoid expressing their unease at the worldwide influence of these works. But why are the Darwinists in question unable to confront Mr. Akhtar? The sole reason for this behavior is that they know that they will be defeated. Darwinists are well aware that the works of Harun Yahya have been instrumental in the heavy defeats they have suffered worldwide over the last 10 years. They are of course also aware that these works provide definitive scientific evidence and are based on irrefutable intellectual facts. They have realized how these works have exposed all the aspects of the Darwinist deception that has persisted over the last 150 years, and that they are in an accordingly hopeless position. They are therefore unable to deny that Mr. Adnan Akhtar has utterly demolished this false theory. That being the case, they are sure that if they confront Mr. Akhtar, they will suffer a stunning defeat that will ruin their careers, built on a fraud as they are, and will entirely demolish all their claims. It is for that reason that no Darwinist, Turkish or otherwise, is willing to confront Mr. Adnan Akhtar. The crash and collapse of Darwinism and the huge fear of evolutionists such as Ayala and Dawkins. That same fear and concern felt by Darwinists could also be felt in a recent interview in the Turkish daily Hurriyet with the Darwinist and member of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, Professor Francisco Ayala. What Ayala did in the interview, in which he sought to ignore the crashing collapse of Darwinism, was to try to cover up the way that the works of Mr. Adnan Akhtar shaped that powerful collapse. Readers will recall that Ayala, together with Douglas Futuyma, were hugely angered at a conference on evolution held in the Vatican in 2009, and that was a source of terrible shame for the Vatican by a question from Akhtar Babuna, attending as a representative of Mr. Adnan Akhtar, who asked, "Does a single transitional fossil exist?" And they in fact left the question unanswered. They had the microphone snatched out of Mr. Babuna's hand and had him ejected from the hall. But this is the only attitude a Darwinist can adopt in the face of true science. And since this is the only attitude they can adopt in the face of their defeat, Ayala and all other Darwinists make feeble and utterly unscientific comments in pro-Darwinist publications, but are quite unable to stand up and confront Mr. Adnan Akhtar. Dawkins's position is exactly the same. Mr. Akhtar, who has silenced all Dawkins's years of Darwinist and atheist propaganda in one fell swoop, has many times challenged Dawkins to a face-to-face debate, and has even repeated that challenge in a notice in Great Britain's famous Times newspaper, in such a way as to attract public attention. But Dawkins, who was happy to debate with clergymen, priests, and even middle school students, declines to take up Mr. Akhtar's invitation, and it is impossible for him to do so, because he, just like Ayala and all other Darwinists, is aware that he has long since been defeated by Mr. Adnan Akhtar. Unscientific comments made from afar will do Darwinists no good at all. Darwinists are in flight, because they know that the only methods in their possession are demagoguery and deception, but that they cannot employ that deception against Mr. Adnan Akhtar. They realize they have been defeated, but they are unwilling to have to see and admit this when they stand up to confront Mr. Akhtar. They are severely mistaken to think they can gather support against Mr. Akhtar with unscientific comments from afar, and that they can overcome the extraordinary impact of his excellent works. Because whoever examines the works of Mr. Akhtar, for whatever reason, will be caught up in their glorious effect and appreciate their truth. There is now nothing for Darwinists to do. Science has demolished all their claims. All their lies have now been exposed. The only thing now left for them to do, in the light of the facts revealed by science, is to admit that all things were created from nothing in a magnificent and glorious way, because Almighty Allah's dazzling creative artistry pervades all places, from the depths of the atoms to the giant galaxies. Our Almighty Lord says in the Quran, Allah is He who created the heavens and the earth, and sends down water from the sky, and by it brings forth fruits as provision for you. He has made the ships subservient to you, to run upon the sea by His command, and He has made the rivers subservient to you, and He has made the sun and moon subservient to you, holding steady to their courses, and He has made the night and day subservient to you. He has given you everything you have asked Him for. If you tried to number Allah's blessings, you could never count them. Man is indeed wrongdoing, ungrateful. Surah Ibrahim 32-34.